Oh, I don't think I've made it a secret. I'm not a vertical fan. They are easy to deploy, easy to, you know, tote. They do have their place, but I'm just not a big fan. Now, having said that, if I could get a 43-foot, you know, vertical or even a vertical array, you know, I got a lot of property, and if I could get that up and get the radial sound, then, you know, that'd be great for DXing. But for the stuff, you know, stateside, as you said, and if you want to, especially if you want to do some local stuff, I don't know. I've never been real happy with the verticals. And they're noisy. Now, that won't be a problem for you. So, you know, there's that. But I found wires blow them away in almost every possible category. But, you know, their wires take that extra, you got to have a support, right? And, you know, now you could say, well, the, you know, the same distance, you know, the same thing I'm using the vertical, I could make that a support instead. You know, and sure, you can. And, you know, the vertical, the higher you get that wire, the better the wire will work. And that goes for vertical. Longer you get the vertical, the better vertical will work, too. But verticals, unless you're going to put the ground wires down, you know, and I mean expensive, you know, just a couple, you know, like a counterpoise, that's going to be frustrating. I mean, they work, but I'm not a big fan. I like wires. And I like the resonant dipole. That's for me, that's the ticket right there. But, you know, everything else after that for me is a compromise. So, your mileage may vary. Hey, you know, on that Roan mast, they do sell a freightable one, right, or a shippable one. I think it's 37 foot. It collapses into 8 foot long package. And it's specifically, I think it's the 37H or something like that. It's specifically made to be shipped instead of freight.